This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Liberalism is a cult. I know it's been called a mental illness by people like Michael Savage, radio host. And he was right at the time, but it's really evolved into a cult. And the way you know it's a cult is the way you identify any cult. Let's say you walk into a cult. I don't know, like, what was that guy, Applegate? He had the spaceship is coming to save us cult. Like the Halley's Comet, there was going to be a mothership on the far side of Halley's Comet. And he had everybody wear, I think, Reeboks or something. And he had them all poison themselves, but it was a cult. And the way you know it's a cult is if you go in there and you ask people to explain their belief systems, none of them can. In other words, they have beliefs, but the beliefs make no sense, but it doesn't matter to the members of the cult because they have, well, faith. But not real faith. They've just been manipulated. They've been propagandized by the cult. And so everywhere you go, like Jim Jones or whatever, the history of cults, there's usually a very highly charismatic and deceptive cult leader who has imbued the cult propaganda into the minds of the cult followers, who are irrational, but believe in the cult because, well, they've got friends who believe in it, and there's social pressure keeping them involved in the cult, even though the principles of the cult make no sense. Well, that's a perfect description of Democrats today. Yes, liberalism has become a cult. So the way you know this is if you go talk to anyone who is protesting on the streets, they're protesting against Donald Trump. They're protesting against the so-called Muslim ban. They're protesting against fascism, even though they are the fascists. They don't even know it. Whatever they're protesting against, in terms of the Trump administration, if you go up and talk to them, and I've seen numerous videos of this, including Fox News went out, did a man on the street thing, believe it or not. Whenever you talk to these people, they have no clue what they are protesting against. They don't know anything about the actual policies. They are protesting because it's a popular cult activity. That's it. And it was funny, this guy from the Bill O'Reilly show on Fox News went out to students who were protesting in New York City. These are high school students. Now, I know we can't expect high school students to know much, but you would think that they would at least be able to reason at some level and at least understand why they are protesting. They went out with a man on the street camera and they started talking to these high school students and asking them, well, why are you protesting? And they would give reasons like this girl says, well, I'm protesting the Trump travel ban from the seven countries. And so the person from the Fox News program would ask her, well, you don't think we should check for terrorists before allowing them to enter the country? You don't think we should make sure they're not terrorists? And the girl literally answers, well, Iran is not a terrorist country. Okay, so Iran is the world's number one nation that funds terrorism. It's the state sponsor of terrorism. It's the headquarters of state-sponsored terrorism. And these people don't even know it. There was another black guy, student from New York, young black kid, who was saying that, no, you shouldn't stop people from coming into the country. And the Fox News guy asks him, well, why? Why shouldn't you stop people from coming into the country? And the kid literally answers, well, I mean, you should check to make sure people are cool before they come into the country. And the Fox News guy is, so you do think you should check people out before they come in? And the black kid says, well, yeah, of course you should. And the Fox News guy says, so you support the temporary travel ban and the extreme vetting, which is checking to make sure people are cool before they come in then, right? You support that. And the kid's like, huh? Like, he didn't even know that what he supports is exactly what Trump is doing. But he's out there protesting because he's a member of a cult. The cult is called liberalism or progressivism. It is a cult. And this is why you can't reason with these people. You can't reason with a cult member either. If you try to take somebody out of a cult by telling them, hey, you're in a cult. Why did you give up all your money to this crazy lunatic leader? And they will justify it. They'll say, oh, no, no, it was for the cause. I gave it voluntarily for the cause, for the expanded experience of upper, higher level conscious vibrations or whatever they, you know, basically all cultists eventually talk the same. So whatever it is, they will justify it because they've lost reason. They have no ability to think rationally anymore. And it's true across any cult. There was a great documentary on Netflix about this cult guy. He was originally from Spain, and he ran this cult, I think, in Arizona or California. And he was this Spanish like ballet dancer dude. Turned out the guy was a gay porn actor. But you don't see that till the very end of the movie in a shocking 3 second. It's like, oh my God, why did you show me that? The rest of the documentary is about how he started a cult. And he got all these people wrapped up in this, and he was going to show them the experience of God. And all these people believed in him, and he was the most precious being, and people did his laundry. And oh, yeah, the other part is that, let's see, he charged you $50 to come have a psychological counseling session with him, during which he raped you if you were a man. So you pay him to rape you. You know, to sexually assault you, even and while claiming that he's helping you, and then you have to make an appointment for the next week because you need more, quote, therapy. I mean, this is the kind of crap that cult leaders pull, and it's the same kind of thing that we're now seeing at the Democrat leaders. They're just pushing complete BS, total nonsense to their followers who are now protesting in the streets and causing violence and trying to attack Milo Yiannopoulos at UC Berkeley and writing essays in the Berkeley student newspaper that argue that you can kill people if you don't agree with their speech, that's justified now in the new left-wing cult. I mean, it has become not just a cult, it has become a genocidal cult. Like, and they hate white people, for example. It's an anti-white, genocidal, mentally ill cult is kind of really... If you want to start stacking the properties together, that's what it has become. And the protesters have no clue what they're doing. They have lost all reason. They have lost any ability to think clearly. They have no logic. They have no rationality. They cannot reason at all. I mean, they don't know the reasons. They'll hold a protest sign up, but they can't explain why. Now, that's in great contrast to people who are Trump supporters, like myself, for example. We know exactly why we support Trump. I mean, your average Trump supporter is actually very well informed. Now, sure, there are a few individuals who don't know why they support Trump. They just wanted something different. But for the most part, those of us who are the most vocal Trump supporters, we know exactly why we support Trump. We know how government works. We know about the abuses of power. We know about the corruption. We know about international geopolitics. We know about the Federal Reserve and the banking system. We know about the separation of powers in the federal government. We know about judicial activism and the danger that it poses, kind of like a judicial coup being waged against the Constitution and the executive branch. We know, I mean, I could just go on and on. We know about the corruption of the Clinton Foundation and how she pre-sold the White House to foreign investors who were engaging in essentially the theft of U.S. uranium strategic resources, just on and on and on. Trump supporters can give you a reason. They can often cite an amendment of the Bill of Rights, for example, in their support of Trump. They have rationality. They've considered their positions. They are thoughtful individuals. Meanwhile, the left believes in mob violence to solve their problems. They have no reason. They have no thinking. They have no logic. What do they want to do? They want to throw bombs at you. They want to set your buildings on fire. They want to beat you to a pulp. while claiming they're the victim, by the way. So what they really wanted to do in Berkeley was drag Milo Yiannopoulos, a gay conservative, out of the building where he was speaking, beat him to a pulp on the streets, set fire to his books, and while screaming, kill the Nazis. I mean, these people don't realize they are the brown shirts. They are the violent mob. They are the Third Reich rebirthed in modern society. They are the fascists. They are the pro-big government fascists. But they're so deluded by the cult. And again, one of the most prolific properties of a cult is that you don't realize you're in it. But they are so deeply in the cult, they don't realize that they're the irrational ones, that they are the brown shirts, that they are the reimagined Third Reich. And they think they're the victims. So again, while they're beating you to a pulp, smashing your face in with a baseball bat, they will say that they are the victims, and they are simply halting your speech because your speech is a form of violence to them. And so they have a right to stop your speech before you commit violence, and they can do it with baseball bats. Yeah, that's the cult of the left. Yeah, and by the way, they've become the new gay bashers. Not only are they attacking Milo Yiannopoulos, but they're on the attack against all kinds of other conservative gays. So if you're a gay person and you happen to be conservative, you are attacked and assaulted or defamed or shamed by the left. They're the ones who hate gays. Meanwhile, conservatives and libertarians are like, we never cared that, we were never against you being gay. We totally accept gay, lesbian, bi, even trans to some extent, although we wish you would make up your mind. But, you know, conservatives were never anti-gay, at least not in my memory. No, I never participated in any of that. I mean, modern conservatives are not anti-gay. They welcome. They don't judge people by being gay or straight. They judge people by whether they support liberty and self-determination and have reasonable, rational ideas to help move our country forward. Whereas the left has no basis in logic or reason or ideas or philosophy or ethics or morals or anything. It's simply mob mentality, mob violence. Burn it down. You know, set it on fire. Beat those white people. You know, kill those white people. We're going to murder the White House. I mean, this is the kind of stuff they shout. Black Lives Matter and anti-Trump protesters. And meanwhile, Michael Moore and people like that are sort of encouraging it. The left-wing media keeps encouraging it. And left-wing, who's that woman? Meryl Streep. Hollywood leftard Meryl Streep acting like she's fighting the Nazis. She's supporting the Nazis. She's supporting the fascists. She's actually encouraging the brown shirts. I mean, it's insane. So the takeaway from all of this is, really, we're past the point of being able to negotiate with the left-wing cult. We can no longer reason. When I say we, I mean all rational people. We can't reason with the left anymore, because they've lost sanity. They're unhinged. They're mentally deranged. They're now resorting to calling for the murder of people they disagree with. They've resorted to mob violence and mob mentality. And they act like a mob, and they behave like a mob, like an enraged, mindless mob. And that's all they know. Take to the streets and yell and scream and burn and loot and destroy. Or go do a Twitter storm and talk about killing Trump and killing Ivanka and killing Melania and killing Trump's son, Barron, I think that's his name. And they just talk about killing everybody. This is it. This is what the left has come to. So you can't reason with them. You can't negotiate with them. There's no point in debating with them on anything, even climate change. There's no point in just even pointing out the NOAA faked their data. End of story. They faked it. They got caught. The whole thing was fabricated. It's a complete massive Al Gore con. The left will say, no, it isn't. It's all true. It's all true. And you ask them to cite why, and basically their answer is because a bunch of other people say so. They can't cite any reasons. They can't cite any real science. And even, I mean, all the science that's out there, that's pro-climate change has been funded by the federal government for the purpose of generating fake science that justifies climate change that doesn't exist. I mean, man-made climate change. Obviously, natural climate change has always existed. So you see, you can't reason with these people. You can't even talk to them because they're insane. They're absolutely insane. You might as well try to talk to a Jim Jones cult member and try to talk them out of the cult. You can't, because there's no, that circuitry of logic and reason is no longer functioning in their brains. That's what the left has come to, the political left in America today. You literally have to deprogram them from the left-wing radical programming of the universities and the high school teachers and everyone who's been lying to them constantly. And you have to start teaching them real history, teaching them about the real Constitution, teaching them about the founding fathers, how America is a great nation. America stopped the Nazis, for example. That America has done some amazing things and can do many more amazing things. That America freed the slaves. This is not a country of slavery anymore. It was a long time ago. We freed the slaves. By a Republican president, by the way. Abraham Lincoln was a Republican. You know, the KKK was run by Democrats. That's something else that most left-wing people have no clue about. And that's what Martin Armstrong warns. An article by Max Slavo at shithitsthefanplan.com. He quotes Martin Armstrong talking about that it's over. It's only going to end in bloodshed because you can no longer reason with these people on the left. They're gone. It's like they've become zombies. The rational parts of their brains have been burned out or programmed out or indoctrinated out of existence or something. And so you can't reach them that way. This either ends in massive shooting civil war, which none of us want, or we're going to have to help these people by rehabilitating them. And I know some of you are laughing because you remember the rehabilitation center in the movie Idiocracy. And no, I'm not talking about that kind of rehabilitation entertainment system, although that was pretty damn funny. And we are in an idiocracy when you're looking at the political left. Seriously. But no, I'm talking about a real rehabilitation center where you teach people all the skills and knowledge and ethics that have been lacking in our school system and our university system for about the last generation. If we're going to save this nation, we're actually going to have to rehabilitate, re-educate tens of millions of people. And it's a compassionate thing to do. It's a progressive thing to do. We want to help people make progress and live in a civil society as contributors to that society. And right now, the political left, they can't even function in a civil manner. They can't function. They are nothing but destroyers. They're becoming, frankly, a domestic terrorism group. You know, the Democrat Party is rapidly becoming simply a terrorist group. You know, murdering cops and calling for the violence against Trump and white people and conservatives and, you know, the singer woman who wore a Trump dress at the Grammys or the Emmys or whatever it is. I don't track any of that stuff. And then she gets, you know, thousands of death threats. You know, that kind of thing has got to stop, because we have to teach leftists how to start to function in a civil society. And you're not going to do that by appeasing them. You're going to have to isolate them from their mobile devices and their CNN fake news feeds. You're going to have to put them in a rehabilitation center for some period of time. I don't know if it's like a summer deal, you know, 90 days, or if it's maybe a one-year deal. You're going to have to teach them how to live like civil human beings, because they never learned that. So wouldn't that be interesting? I should say I'm happy to volunteer my services as an instructor in a Texas-based rehabilitation center for the previous cult members of the insane radical left. Wouldn't that be a trip? Anyway, you might think I'm joking about all of this. I'm not. It's actually going to have to This is how we're going to have to move our society forward in a civil manner and bring back reason and law and order and just basic civility to our society. Frankly, that's probably the only way we can do it. But I don't think it's going to happen, by the way. I think that it's going to end in violence and a civil war, sadly, even though that's not what I want. I think that the cities will burn. I think that there will be a financial collapse soon within Trump's first term. And I think that we're going to see mass murder and mayhem and death in the population centers of our country. We're going to see cities burning. Many cities burning simultaneously. We're going to see martial law. We're going to see troops on the streets. And not only that, but you're going to beg for it. You're going to support it. You are going to justify it because you're going to realize that the radical left is so out of control and so dangerous to society that we have to use military force to prevent them from causing harm to the other peaceful members of society. So, mark my words, the day is coming. You're going to support martial law. You're going to support troops on the streets. So we'll see. We'll see where that goes. Or we're all going to get caught up in a shooting civil war. And really, nobody wins in that scenario. So let's hope it doesn't go there. All right, we'll see. In the meantime, start reading Trump.news for updates. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.